We're in the middle of Simin Lamed Beis, Siftes Vav, where it says, Nikev Regel Pnimi Shel Hay. If the left leg of the hay develops a hole adjacent to it, Afilu Lo Nishar Mimenu Elokol Shehu, as long as some of that regel of the hay remains, Kosher Laharash, it's kosher according to the Rush. Aval Shar Poiskim Atzrichim Kimloi Ois Ktana. However, the Ramah says, the other Poiskim hold, that it's not enough if just some of it is left over. Rather, you need left over from that little regel smoil of the hay, kimloi ois ktana. We'll see what that means. V'hachi hilchasa, and indeed that's the halacha, that's how the Ramah paskins. Nikev regel hayamini, if the right leg of the hay develops a hole, meaning that the bottom part of the right leg of the hay disappears because there's a hole there. So it depends how much remains above the hole. Im nishtar mimenu mlo ois ktana, kosher. If the shear of an ois ktana remains above the hole, then it's going to be kosher. V'en lav, but if you do not have a shear of a mlo ois ktana remaining above the hole by the right regal of the hay, pasul, the hay is going to be pasul. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkotin Lamed Ches. Nikev. If you have a hole, v'hu adinim nimcha k'tzas me'adyoi, v'loid nikev, says the Mishneh Berurah, it's lav dafka, a hole, even if it just faded away. As long as some of it remains, it's going to be kosher. V'dafka behei polig harosh. It's specifically by a hay that the Rosh argues, u'mach sherim nishar kol shu bein l'mala me'anekev bein l'mata. It's only when it's a hay. D'savar de'en shir la'nakuda atliyaba, because regarding the left leg of the hay, the Rosh holds that it doesn't have a shear. V'afilum kazim mitchila regel kotzer kazeh kosher l'harosh. And even if it didn't fade, or it wasn't a hole, rather it was written that way l'chatchila, the Rosh holds that's also going to be kosher. Aval b'shara isiyas k'moy ches u'kadayma, but if it's a ches or any other letter, gam harosh moided the regel asmali dina k'moy regel yamini, the Rosh would agree that the length of the two sides has to be the minimum shear, which we saw a moment ago, is kimloyes ktana. But by a hay, according to the Rosh, you don't even need a kimloyes ktana. As long as something remains that's visible, that's going to be kosher. Matzrichim kimloyes ktana. Regarding the Ramah says that the other Paiskim disagree with the Rosh, and they hold that even on the regal smoil, you need kimloyes ktana. Umayri be'inyan she'en by chisarin mishum ha'kofas gvil. And obviously, it's talking about a case where there's no hakafas gvil problem, like we saw in the last sifkotin, that perhaps it's talking about a case where the hole happened, because if that's not the case, if in other words, if the hole was there initially, it's going to be possible, because it's not going to be mukaf gvil. Although that would be able to be fixed, as we saw. V'hachi helchasa, says the Mishneh Berurah of Katan Mem, midvar avelu mashma deloy lahachmir bilvad pasa kedash shar poiskim. The Ramah is not just being machmir, elo de pshita le da alocha kavasayu. The Ramah holds that the halacha is not like the Rosh, that a culture was enough. Rather, the halacha is like the other poiskim, that you need a meloyes ktana. V'im kain, and if that's the case, tzarech lahazir moed la'asayfim shenach shalom b'zeh. One should inform the Seferim about this and warn them about it, because the Seferim are nichshel in this very often, and they don't have a full meloyes ktana left over by the left regal of the hay. Ubetfilin u'mezuzas tibinan kesidron, and by tfilin and mezuzas, where one had where there's a din kesidron, and it has to be written in order. L'chari loy mahani shum tikun afilu hatina kari la'ais. Perhaps you wouldn't even be able to fix it, even if a tinnik recognizes it as a hay. Kevan she'anu rayim she'ain lay tzuras ha'ais, because we see that there's no tzuras hay. De'beloi zeh lo mikri hay lefi das elu ha'paiskim, because according to these paiskim, it's not even called a hay. U'kidol kamon v'sif chav hay, ayin sham. Nevertheless, in spite of what he just said, mikol makam nira, di'esh l'hakel al yedei tikun. Nevertheless, says the Mishneh Berurah, it would be able to be fixed. In other words, in a case of a hay where there's less than no meloyes ktana, you would be allowed to fix it. V'dumya she'ekla prima godim mechaf pshuta she'asoy miruba al yedei tikun ayin sham. Similar to the case of a chaf pshuta, which la halacha has to be round, and the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Prima Gadim that if you have it squared off, even though it's going to be puzzle, but it would be mutter to fix it, since at the end of the day, the ice is still recognizable as is, even though it has a technical psul. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Mem Aleph, Nikev, right, talking about when the right leg of the hay developed a hole. V'hu adinim nifsak ha'ois b'loy nekev, oy nimchak tzei ha'ois. Same thing would apply if the edge of the letter just faded away. U'mayri ha'shulchan aruch ba'arkai, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about the length of the letter. V'hu adinim nifsak tzasmei avya, and the same would apply if some of the thickness of the letter would have faded away or disappeared because of a hole. Bein al yidei nekiva yal yidei mechika, im nishar srita daka shachar k'moy vav ayu daka, as long as you have a thin strip remaining, kosher, it's going to be kosher. The ain shear lo ayvei ha'isius, because there's no shear to ayvei ha'isius, and even if the regel of the letter is going to be very thin, nevertheless, it's still going to be kosher, even though it's different than the reish of the ice, which is going to be thick, but there's no shear lo ayvei ha'isius. Even if part of it has a thin strip, it's going to be kosher. El de benikev bein ba'ovyei bein ba'arkai, Be'inan shenikev la'achar haksiva. But if it developed a hole, whether it's in the thickness of the letter or the length of the letter, it has to be that the hole happened la'achar ksiva k'dolakaman b'siv terzayin. Because la'halocha, if it happened b'shas ksiva, then as we know, that is going to be posel. But la'achar ksiva, one could be mekel by hakafas gvil. Sifkat mem beis hayemini, the right leg of the hay shel hay kasev prima gadim near ali duha din l'sharaisis. It's not just the hay that we're talking about, that the right regel has to have a shear maloy ois ktana. The same would apply for other letters, kagain dalid lamid pei pshuta tzadi pshuta kuf reish aytaf ayches. So all those cases you would need a maloy ois ktana on the right leg of the letter l'chayre beches. But regarding the ches, bein biragla hayamani oy hasmali, it would apply to both legs, the right and left leg. Im nisher me'ayarech hayamini kiyud, dai bekach, by all these other letters, ad kan l'shaynoi, azay zok de prima godin. V'ayin l'kamon b'simin lamed vav, b'dine tzuris ha'isius, b'ayis lamed, upei pshuta, b'tzadi pshuta, v'kuf, u'ba'ayis tof. And take a look, by tzuris ha'isius, where in each one of these cases, he discusses what does it mean, Malayas Ketana, in regards to those particular letters? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Mem Gimel, Im Nishtayer, Hainu Me'anekev Letzad Mala. This means, from the Nekev and upwards, there remains a Malayas Ketana, V'lay Mitzarfinan Le'i Ma'ashalamata Me'anekev, and we will not be Mitzaref what's underneath the hole, Afilu Em Tinek Delechachem V'lay Tipesh Karala Ois. Even if a Tinek recognizes it as the letter, we will still not be machshirit, because lamaisa it's split. Kevan da anu rayim shalay nishar tzuras ha'ayis ketikunai, and we're only going to look at the part of the letter that's above the hole to determine whether it's kosher or not. Ukmashin isbar b'samach b'shem ataz, avalim nishtayar me'anekev ulamala, oy me'ahefzik ulamala, im nifzak ha'ayis be'emtza kashir ha'ayis ktana, kosher. But if you do have a malayis ktana above the hole, then it's going to be kosher, ve'ein tzarech la'raisi l'tinik, and you don't even have to show it to a tinik. We're only showing it to the tinik to see whether or not above the hole you have the shear of the maloy ois ktana, and we're not going to be mitzaref what's underneath the hole to determine whether or not it's kosher. It's worth pointing out that we will be mitzaref, as we'll see later, we will be mitzaref what's under the hole based on the tinik to determine whether or not it could potentially be fixed. In other words, let's say the letter is split. So if you want to know if it was kosher until now, so if the tinnik does not recognize it with the bottom half covered, as we'll see, so then it's going to be pasul. But if the tinnik recognizes it together with the bottom half, even though it's not going to be kosher as it is, but one would be able to fix it. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, v'hu adinim kosev l'chatchila regel ktana ktzora kazeh de kosher. And the same would apply that if one lechatchila made a short regel, as long as it has a shear of amloyes ktana, it's going to be kosher, v'ayim bi'ad Ephraim, u'bebir alocha. So now let's see the bir alocha of v'hachi hilchasa. Bir alocha says, Ayin b'mishneh berurah, sif katan mem, shekasav midvarav. Take a look in the Mishneh Berurah in sif katan mem, where he said that the Rama holds this way ledina and not just lechumra. B'chein mashma b'beis Yosef, the same as mashma from the Beis Yosef, that this is me'ikar adin, not like the Rush. V'ayin b'derech ha'chaim v'hilchus kriyas ha'tar b'din chafav, the mashma midvarav the mitam sveika the dina hechmir Rama. Seems from him like he's understanding the Derech HaChaim that the Rama is only machmir misafik, but not because he holds that this is the Iker Din. Uledvarav shaman, according to that Derech HaChaim, in a case of Nikev Kol Chaloloi, V'Nikev Regel Hasmoli, Ad Shalei Nishtayar Bay Kimloi Esktana, Chadina Islehu. It's going to be the same halacha in a case where the entire halal has a hole in it, taking it up, as well as the case we have a regal smile of a hay where you don't have a mlayis ktana, they're going to have the same din because they're both going to be a sveika de dina. Aval hama'ayim b'darkei Moshe ha'oruch yirele hedya midvar of demaskim l'dasa mordchai demekel b'nikev kol chalolei. But l'maisa, the Derech HaChaim is not correct l'chayra, because if you look in the darkei Moshe ha'oruch, you'll see mefurish that he's maskim to the mordchai, who's mekel in a case where the entire halal is filled up with a hole. If that's the case, so the regel hasmali and the regel yamini are going to have the same din when you don't have a mlayas ktana, and that same din is that it's going to be puzzle. That it's one, each one is totally in the other. With the exception of the Bach, that he says that the Torah is mekel in both cases. But Lamaisa says the Bir Halacha, L'chayr, the Halacha is not like the Derech HaChaim, and Me'ikir Adin, one would need a Meloy Ois Ktana, both on the right leg and on the left leg. Continues the Bir Halacha, Nikev Regal Ayamini, Im Nishtayir, if you have a Meloy Ois Ktana, Ayim B'mishneh Berurah, Sif Katan Mem Aleph, Shekasavnu Sham, Dina Da Hamogen Avram, Shehevi B'Shem Haram, over there, we brought the din of the Magen Avram, who says dim nisher ba'ayve ha'ois kemoi vav ayud daka kosher. The Magen Avram brings from the Meiri that if you have in the ayve ha'ois the the thickness or the thinness rather of a vav or a yud, that would still be kosher because Avnu al zahatam the ain shir la'ayve ha'oisius, and we explain that the reason is because there's no shir to the Oyvei Ha'isius. Kol zeh kosavnu, lefi ma shekosav ha'prima godem b'simen zeh, sif katan yudvav al zeh. All this was written in accordance with what the prima godem writes, dim nisher srita daka shachar dai bekach, that as long as you have a thin black strip, that's enough, mashma l'chur lefi zeh, dafilu kol shehu kosher, that as long as it's recognizable, even a kol shehu is going to be kosher, v'lo yitochin lefi zeh, loshen ha'gemara la'aram. According to that, the Lashon of the Gemara is not going to work out. The Hachi Yisa Sham, because it says in the Gemara, Nikev Yirechai, Im Nishtayir Heimenu, Kimloi Ois Ktana, Kosher. If you have a hole by the Yerech of the Ois, so if you have left over a Mloi Ois Ktana, it's going to be Kosher, Vim Lav, Posel. And if you don't have a Mloi Ois Ktana, it's going to be puzzle. Mashma lehed yada filu nishtayir kol shehu puzzle. It's clearly mashma that even if there's a kol shehu left over, it's still going to be puzzle. So you see that a kol shehu is not enough. Ach be'emez e'ne muchach, but it's not really a raya. Kim efsher lefi shitasei da ha-me'iri, mashe en kein ledidon, loy mayri ha-gemara klal benifsa ka'ois me'ovyoi. Ayin prima godim. Yeah, it's not muchach. In other words, only according to the shita of the Meiri, who holds that it could be going on the width as well. But according to us, where the Gemara is not talking about when it's split in the width, rather it's split in the height. So according to us, there's no problem. But Lamaisa, even though according to us, the Gemara is talking about the height and not the width, and you don't need vein tsar sheyishar b'zeh ha'ois kimloi ois ktana, nevertheless, says the Mishneh Berurah, says the Bir Halacha, it's a tzarech ian, what would be the din in such a case? since Lamaisa, the Magen Avraham, brings this Shita. In other words, what he's saying is that the pshat of the Gemara, according to the Meiri, is very shver, because the Gemara says that if you have a Mlois Ketana left over, it's still going to be kosher. And according to the Meiri, even if you have a thin strip on the side, that's also going to be kosher. So how is he understanding the Gemara? But Lamaisa, the Bir Alach, is inclined to accept the Meiri's position that as long as in the width you have a kol shehu, that would still be kosher, because Lamaisa ain shir la oivei aisius. Says the Bir Alochim loy ois ktana, v'im zeha ksav hum iksav beinani. If this ksav that we're dealing with is an average size ksav, l'chayra de ain mail im kim loy ois ktana hum iksav koton. If you're going to have left over the shear of a mloy ois ktana in a smaller ksav, that's not going to help. The mloy kain ain shir la davar, because then the smaller shear is always going to be a Malayas Ketana of a Ksav Katan. Aval imza Ksav hu Ksav Godel. But if this Ksav is a larger Ksav, near the Bivade Mahani im Kleis Kimlayas Ketana hu Miksav Beinani. If the shear of the Malayas Ketana left over will be of a Ksav Beinani. In other words, to clarify, we said that as long as you have left over on top of the hole the shear of a Malayas Ketana, it's going to be kosher. So that Malayas Ketana, does it have to be a Malayas Ketana from this sized Ksav? So says the Mishnah Berurah, it depends. If this size Ksav is an average size Ksav, so then you need a Malayas Ketana from this size Ksav. Because if we're going to be Mekel on a Malayas Ketana of a smaller size Ksav, so then there's no Ein L'davar Seif. But if this Ksav is L'mashal in a Sefer Torah, a large Sefer Torah where it's a large size Ksav, so then the Bir Alach is inclined to say that one would be able to be Mekel as long as the amount left over of the regel is enough of a Maloy Ois Ketana, even if the Ksav would be an average size Ksav.